Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
In this episode, we are looking at reasons to celebrate. Our show begins in Harlan County, where Benny Becker met George Ella Lyon, a native East Kentuckian who is currently serving as the state's poet laureate.
I'm George Ella Lyon, and I'm from Harlan County, and I'm the current state poet laureate.
I asked George Ella Lyon how she thinks celebrations fit into life in our region today.
It's part of the bond that holds us together. It acts as support when times are so bad. We see why we are here. We see why this place is a place we want to work to help survive.
Now, that question was a little bit abstract, but there's a very specific reason why we're talking about celebrations.
What just happened?
They just had this magnificent shindig called the George Ellabration.
On April 30th, in George Ella Lyon's hometown of Harlan, Kentucky, 130 people came out to celebrate Lyon's work and to honor her for becoming Kentucky's poet laureate. The evening was full of art. Paintings, readings, sculptures, youth theater, and music, like this original ballad written and performed by local musician Clara Pope.
When I was but a young girl up to my mother's arms, we went to Newway Cleaners and met a gentleman. His name was Mr. Hoskins, fair Gladys was his bride, Georgella was his daughter, and she stood there by his side. I really remember that. I really do.
You just heard mention of Lyon's parents, and Lyon told the crowd that she gives her mother a lot of credit for opening her eyes to the possibility that she could make a living with her writing.
My mother was the first paid writer I knew. Somebody put a billboard on South Main that said, "Welcome to Bloody Harlan." And people were mad. So he painted over it and announced a contest for who could come up with the best slogan. And it was $100, and my mother won. And it was, "Welcome to Harlan, where coal is king and our visitors are royalty." She also wrote the things that were on the back of the cleaner's truck, like, "Drive safely, your best suit may be inside."
Gurney Norman is another person who Lyon describes as a major influence. He's a former Kentucky poet laureate himself and has supported Lyon at a couple of major junctures in her life.
Georgia Ellen and I are friends from 1979. I was just an administrator, had hold of some money to carry out what we called an Appalachian Poetry Project. George Ella signed on to organize poetry workshops in Eastern Kentucky, where local people who had never had access to such a thing before gathered.
Such a huge thing when you know that there are other people living in little communities, doing whatever jobs they were doing, trying to write. Gurney and that Appalachian Poetry Project helped me find my tribe.
I was glad to be a member of the panel when it was just so obvious that it was Georgella's turn to bear that honor. She's just a natural poet laureate.
There's one poem in particular that's a really good example of what Norman means when he says that Lyon is a natural poet laureate. Lyon wrote the poem as a model for a writing exercise, and it's now used by teachers around the world. The poem is called "Where I'm From."
Where we're from is so basic to us, and because the poem is just a list, and anybody can make a list, so it's not intimidating. But I would never have thought, when I took it to a teacher workshop and used it as a writing prompt, that it would be used in so many different ways. You know, when something gets out on the internet, the horse is out of the barn.
The process of writing a "Where I'm From" poem encourages students to reflect on their roots. And Lyon says that act of reflecting is one of the most important reasons to value art and community celebrations, especially in places like Harlan, Kentucky.
It articulates the love people have of this place and of their heritage. If we don't articulate those things, we lose them, and we need to see them, We need to see them together. And that gives us a place to stand together to see what we value and want to fight for.
Over the course of the evening, several young poets from the area read Where I'm From poems that they wrote themselves. Here are excerpts from readings by April Lay, Clyde Daniels, Michael Rizzola, and Misty Skaggs.
I'm from mud and coal-crusted boots, the echo of a shotgun and cool creeks full of crawdads and minners. I'm from go pick me a switch for talking back and bless your heart. I'm from shucky beans, pones of cornbread baked in cast iron skillets and fried taters. I'm from bullfrog symphonies and Granny Smith apples so tart they're bound to give you a bellyache, but you keep on eating. I'm from laying hands on the sick and shouting to the Lord from mason jars full of lightning bugs. I'm from feed sack dresses and bare feet, wading into mud holes to catch tadpoles, squishing the soft, wet earth between my toes. I'm from mountains that lie like sleeping giants that shed colorful skins come fall and stand like sentinels as I sleep.
I'm from Memsha tape and the new water lines splice together. I'm from if you can't tape it and it can't be tightened, it can't be fixed in the first place. I'm from the faith and the rotten tape that keeps the line together. I'm from my stepdad's really good fans, the fans with spliced cable to give them power. The fans I sat in front of to keep me cool. I'm from thinking, man, I hope that fan doesn't get hot and burn the house down.
I am from the mountaintops that helped me grow. I am from a life which my family helped serve and protect their country. I am from the philosophy of love, where we shouldn't just love one person, but the entire world. I am from smiling faces that help bring joy to this world.
I burst from the belly of a holler in the sticks in Kentucky, from a place of mythic mamas and papas and kin thicker than blood or water or moonshine. I found myself in tangles of grapevine and the boughs of spruce pine and sassafras branches. I was wrapped in honeysuckle, and I float still on a cloud of bees and butterflies fueled by the grape candy scent of lilac.
For George Ella Lyon, seeing these young poets drawing inspiration from her work gets to the heart of why arts and celebrations are important.
Among other things, it is a demonstration of possibility. So it's, for me, it's kind of full circle in a way, and that's a wonderful thing.
And really, the whole event was one big demonstration of possibility. It wasn't just showcasing the accomplishments of local artists. It was showing that the community can come together in a big way just to celebrate. The George Celebration was the joint project of six organizations, not to mention all the artists who share their craft, and the 130 people who came out to enjoy the show. Jennifer McDaniels of the Harlan County Arts Council is the person who first came up with the idea for the event, and she summed up the significance of the George Celebration.
This event happened because people came together. Together we can make big things happen. We are a county in transition, as we all know, and we wholeheartedly believe that the transition that this county is going to make eventually, that the arts is going to play a big part of that. And it will happen because there's amazingly talented people here, as you can tell by tonight.
The more you articulate why your place matters, why you celebrate it, why you want to speak out of it, the more it gives us a place to stand together to see what we value and want to fight for.
I'm Benny Becker, and this is Real People Radio, WMMT.
George Ella, write a story and make it good and true of new hopes and dreams and ventures for the people that you knew. Our Kentucky Poet Laureate, a title of great store. George Ella, you're our poet and our bard forevermore.
Thank you.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.